This is probably the simplest, the most ultimate simplification of any spiritual understanding of creation or spiritual understanding of anything. Simplified, every holy book, every true religion, every real experience of spirituality comes with an understanding, and you have to have an understanding that there are only two ways of being. There is a being of love and there is a being of fear. Fear isn't real. Love is real. If we see that love is the only motivating creative force, there in that realization, we eradicate the fear. The other thing that is a challenge is recognizing and identifying where fear is and what fear is. Fear is the absence of the love. Fear is any emotion other than love in its varying forms. You know when you're in a state of love, when you're in a state of trust, when you're in a state of faith, when you're in a state of confidence, when you feel affirmative about your situation and every other situation, that is when you are in a state of love. Anytime you are not actively in a state of love, you are in a state of fear. If this is understood, then we don't get confused at the two. The third analogy and thing to understand that'll help you understand this is think of love as light and think of fear as darkness. Now, not in a over spiritualized sense of the word, just consider a dark room. A dark room that you're standing in is pitch black and there's no light in it. Well, all you would see is darkness. And imagine a lighter in your hand. You put the lighter in front of your face and you turn it on. What happens? The light appears out of thin air, and where the light appears, the darkness disappears, dissipates, dissolves. And the darkness just simply moves out to the side or is transmuted into light. So fear is just a placeholder. And the effects of fear or darkness is confusion, it's lack, it's limitation, because that's the only reason it is those things is because that's the opposite of abundance, of love, of confidence, of faith. So any state of being that you're in other than a state of love is a state of fear. Now, fourth thing, if you think of light as creative, because it's the only thing that can create from the darkness. If you consider light to be creative, and you consider darkness to be confusion or resistance, then which power are you going to focus on? What's your choices? You only have a choice to focus on the love of a thing, or the love in a thing, or the love through a thing, or the presence of love itself, or the energy of love, or its opposite. Which really isn't an opposite. It's just the absence of the actual substance. So, fifth, let's go into some different examples of what this looks like. In the area of money, love is the actual abundance of money, the presence of money, the experience of money. And when we say a person has a steady flow and a multiplication of money in their lives, we say that person is wealthy. We feel that person to be rich. We feel that person to be fortunate. That's what we feel about that person. In a state of poverty, the person focuses on the absence of the money. Now, notice the topic is still money. It's not the absence. Notice that the topic is still money. So money as the main motive and money as the main topic. That is the light in the situation of abundance and money. The darkness is the absence or the vacancies where the money's not enough or there's not enough money to pay what you're using. You're using more than you are able to pay. You're paying ends meet or you're going into debt. So debt is darkness. It's just the absence of abundance. It's the epitome of the absence of abundance. Now, to say that someone is in debt and to believe in debt is to believe in fear. If you have debt and you believe in debt, you believe in fear. The opposite of this is you believe in the abundance of money to the abundance of money in that circumstance or in that situation. There are no debts. You pay with your energy. So to put love and to speak love to that so-called debt, you are not seeing a debt at all. You're seeing a fulfillment. You're seeing a wholeness. You're seeing a completion. You're seeing the light. You're seeing darkness, but all you're doing is going to your bank account and going to the places that you see debts or you see obligations, and you're holding a candle of abundance to that situation, and therefore the darkness has no choice but to dissipate, disappear, get pushed to the side, and be replaced by the presence of an actual force, which is the money in abundance there anyways. So this is the way it looks in finances. Let's look at how it looks, fear and love look in relationship. If a person is in a relationship and you have any other emotion than absolute love for an idea about the relationship, love for the person, love for yourself, love for the circumstance, and love for the situation, you are in fear. When someone is not actively loving, because love is an activity, it's something that has to be expressed. It is something that needs to be expressed in terms of thought, because the love, which is the power, only expresses itself through a medium, through one portal, through one way, and that is localization of itself. So it has to be a personal element. There has to be a personal element involved in spirit in order for love to be expressed. So that personal element of man, our qualities are selection and initiative. We have the ability to select what it is we want, and that includes our emotion and our experience on the inside. And we have the ability to create initiative. So if something's not there, we can enforce it, and we can have the initiative to do something out of our own will, volition, and power. So in order to have love in your relationship, you must intentionally speak and feel that love into existence of that relationship so that it can take form. But love does not take the form in a relationship unless your action, which if you look at the analogy of the lighter, is your turning on of the lighter. You must turn on the light in the relationship. So the light in that relationship and the source of light in that relationship is always the individual in the relationship, or the individual heart and mind in a relationship. The way that that heart and mind becomes a radiation of light is not by expecting the other person to be your light. That is being the darkness. Expecting someone to illuminate your life and illuminate your world, you literally become the darkness. Now, light, when it comes, when one flame meets another flame, those two flames merge together and create a greater flame. So what this is showing that light cannot be divided. So, but it can't be divided, but it can be unified to a greater degree of light and a greater amplification of light. This is what we do in relationship. So if a person wants to have loyalty and love and care and concern from a spouse, well, they have to start to radiate those feelings within them and become the light that dissipates their opposite, which is disloyalty, disharmony. If you are the love, if you want a situation to happen, but you believe that responding with fear is going to protect you or help your circumstances, you are believing in an evil power. You are believing in the devil's power, as they will call it in the Bible, or you're believing in sin. You are literally in a state of darkness when you are in a state of fear. So to worry about if the relationship will work or not is to be in fear. To worry about if the person is being loyal to you is to be in fear. To worry about if this is the one or not, you are in fear. to speculate and to try to plan and plot and scheme to make sure to manipulate a person into being who they need to be for you. You are in fear or darkness. Anytime that you expect another person to be the source of the light of the relationship, you are in fear. You are in love when you speak love to your partner despite what's going on there, because you know the power of light to dissipate the darkness. If you find something that you don't like, you speak love and you speak energy toward that so that that energy can change and shape up to exemplify that source energy, which is love, beauty, power, intelligence, and wisdom. By sending love to any circumstance, you are actually sending every positive quality God has to that circumstance. And God has no lack in him, has no fear in him, and has no limitation in him. So by becoming the love and radiating love into that situation, you actually create abundance in that situation. So this is how it works in relationship. Speaking and feeling how you would like it to be and experiencing that feeling within burns the candle of love and shines the brilliant light of love into the world, changing the darkness into the light. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, but it can be transmuted and turned into a different configuration, which makes it a different conduit for the one source energy, which is love. So this is how it looks in relationships. How it looks in health. If you are worried about how healthy you'll be, or if your eating will make you sick, if you're worried about your body and how it's gonna fail, and if you don't do certain things that it may fail, you are wavering on the one and only power there is, which is love, to heal your body. If you do not observe love to heal your body, and you don't recognize love as the source to heal your body, you are obeying the opposite, which is the absence of love, which is fear. Where there is no confident, affirmative certainty, there is fear and doubt. So the way you know if you are not, if you are not in love or you are in fear, is if you do not have a confident, certain, affirmative energy about it. So to have a confident certainty and to have a confident certainty and a feeling of certainty and vitality and strength in love, by putting your faith in that, you dissipate the fear and you dissipate the darkness, which is simply the absence of vitality in life. When your body deteriorates or creates dis-ease within it, it is only a reflection of the absence of the presence of love and light there. Without a presence of light, there is always darkness. The only way light appears is if you speak the light into the circumstance and you become a conduit for the light by becoming the light itself, by becoming the love itself, and directing that love in the way you want by speaking the words or thinking the thoughts that you would like to see with love. If you recognize that your words, when spoken in love, are creative carriers and creative forces that go out and change circumstances to match the emotion and the experience that you had within your own soul when you said those words, when you realize that's what's happening, you have to begin to speak the thing that you want in love, expecting love itself to do the transformation and love itself to do the reconfiguration and do the doing that will transmute that circumstance or that current lack of presence into presence, that current lack of abundance into multiplication of abundance. All you're doing is transmuting the darkness into the light by bringing the light to the situation or the love to the situation. If you build yourself in enough love and you trust enough in love itself to do the work for you because of your acquaintance with love and your prayer and your time being spent in the state of love and being and having your energy be love itself, you'll realize that anytime that you are God or you are love, you are God. Because God is love and God has all power. And when you go into a state of love and you become love and you become all power there is, your words in a state of love have absolute power and absolute reign on every object in this universe. The beautiful thing about this is when you go into a state of love and someone else does too, it is impossible for those two people to say anything that is antagonistic against each other's motives and goals. And knowing that darkness has no power, the only thing that does have power in this world and in this universe are beacons of light. Everything else is just the absence of light. And as soon as somebody speaks love and life into that situation, it must change by the nature of its being or the nature of being itself. And the only thing that is love. So nothing real can be threatened and nothing unreal exists. But the only thing that is real is love. So by going into a state of love and speaking words with love, that is the only time that you are speaking true words, is when you are speaking loving words. That is the only time that you are thinking thinking loving thoughts, or thinking powerful thoughts, is when you're thinking loving thoughts. That is the only time where you're saying, where you're moving powerfully, is when you're moving with love in your heart. This is the light that changes all circumstances into flourishing, abundant gardens of beauty. Multiplicity of beauty. This is how it works in health. This is how it works in health. This is how it works in relationships. This is how it works in finances and money. The ultimate. Frontier. It's the frontier of yourself. All of the things that you have believed yourself to be that are despondent, that are negative, that are weak, that are limited, are darknesses. If you believe yourself to be less than in any way, you believe in darkness, because the only thing that actually exists is light. Light doesn't have limitation, and light is the only thing that exists. Anything else is fear and love. Anything else is fear. So by not believing yourself to be all power there is, but not believing yourself when you are in a state of love to be all the power, the power center, the expression of love itself, and therefore the expression of God's power itself, you are believing in its opposite. It's the absence of the presence of love within the being of man. If I believe that the power source exists outside of me, and love exists outside of me, and therefore at that time, knowing that love is light, I become the darkness if I put the love outside of me. Anything outside of love or anything outside of light is darkness. You cannot have it any other way. Anything that is outside of love is fear. Anything that is outside of light is darkness. And we know what darkness does in response to the presence of light. It must transmute itself and become light. It must. It doesn't have a choice. So, no matter what the circumstances look like around you, if you are a child and you are a source of God, if you know yourself to be the source of God, and you don't listen to the limited, fearful opinions of others who say that you aren't God and you aren't the source of God, because they believe in their limitations and they believe in lack and they believe in darkness, no matter how much they claim to believe in the light, you know the truth. And the truth sets you free. And the truth is, love is the only thing that actually exists. And everything else is fear, which is simply the absence of the one power. And by speaking the power of light, and by speaking the power of truth, and by speaking the power of love into any circumstance, It eradicates the darkness that is there by its very nature of being light. Transmutes that darkness into light. The only time the darkness reappears is when the light disappears. So, by being a beacon of light and by being a beacon of love, you are a beacon of God because God is love. One thing I would recommend is be very wary of those who say things fearfully. Be very wary of those people who worry. Be very wary of those people who speak negatively or speak about the bad situation that they can see in front of them without exercising the power of light that is within them. These people, whatever they say, do not have God within them in the moment. They are not expressing the light that is within them in that moment. They are simply the absence of the light by speaking about the darkness. You be aware of those people. These people walk amongst us. And when you see those people, speak the light of love into their situation. Be the light of love in their situation because darkness doesn't exist. With these analogies, it'll make it easy for you to understand that there's only two experiences. There's an experience of love and there's an experience of fear. One is the actual power and the other is simply confusion due to the absence of that power. And anytime you don't feel love, you are currently in that moment experiencing fear. So, the constant practice throughout the day should be to recognize that love is the power. And just because you don't see immediate results from speaking and being love in a certain situation doesn't mean that love isn't working. You've built up this momentum of darkness, of mindset of darkness and thought patterns that exist in darkness and in fear. When in the Bible it says God has not given you the spirit of fear, this is an indicator that any time that you feel fear, which is simply not love, if you're not feeling love, you're in fear. Remember this. If you are not currently feeling love, you are in fear. There are only two experiences. If you are not currently the light, you have to be the darkness. There are only two. You don't have a third. There's no gray area. There is light and there is darkness. Even if a place is dimly lit, it is lit with that light. The light is what you experience. You don't experience the darkness. You're experiencing the light. Even a light that is as small as a candle is strong enough and powerful enough to push back all the darkness, almost all the darkness in a room. So the mass of darkness even obeys a small flicker of light. And then when the light sources come together, they create an even greater light, creating a sun. And that sun radiates and changes everything and anything into itself, which is power, intelligence, abundance, freedom, and liberation in every circumstance. But you must speak that into the circumstance constantly all day if you're going to be a beacon of light. And if you are a beacon of light, since the entire world follows beingness, and as related to your circumstance, that light will change your circumstance and everything in it into itself. When you become a beacon of love, God reigns supreme in your life, and you don't have to worry if God will do it or not, or if God has some other plan as you. You realize from reading the Bible that God is love. You're not confused at that anymore. Since God is love, and you, when you become love, you become God. Now, to explain a little more about fear and darkness and how it shows up. Darkness and fear show up and have power because the underlying power of the darkness is the light. So there is always light. But the ignorance of light and the ignorance of the power of light stops the person from being a beacon of light. Or the light is so dimly lit that the darkness is just caving in on it. And it's hard to focus more attention on that small light than it is the darkness. So the darkness gets our attention. When the light is increased in its intensity and it starts to radiate brighter and brighter, the darkness or the negative power of darkness becomes less and less and less. Darkness is not trying to overtake anyone. It doesn't have the ability to choose. It doesn't have the ability to do something. It doesn't have that ability. It just is what it is. Light is the only thing that has the ability to come in and create and generate from itself. Darkness cannot generate anything from itself. It simply is darkness. But the light itself illuminates the darkness, which means it takes what it is in essence and transfigures it so that it expresses greater powers and greater exercises of light. There's only two emotions. There's love and there's fear. Love is the only power, and the belief in it or fear is the absence or the belief in anything except love.